Our next story has elements of marathoning in it, sort of. I mean, it's a stretch, sure, but bear with me. Here's the marathoner of sorts.
My name is James Beardwell, and I live in Whittam in Essex.
Maybe you know of Whittam in Essex. It's hard by Hatfield Peveril, a short ride from Tiptree Heath, just a bit south of White Notley. And like lots and lots of cities and towns in the UK, Whittam in Essex has a soccer team, Whittam Town. James Beardwell has autism, and he loves Whittam Town enough to follow the lads anywhere.
I travel on the public transport, on the trains for long journeys and buses for shorter journeys, like shorter journeys like to Heybridge and Maldon Tiptree and stuff.
Perhaps you cheer on Manchester United or Chelsea or Liverpool. Those clubs play in the Premiership, which is a league six or seven levels above the Bostic League North Division, wherein Whittam Town nestles, inspiring the loyalty of James Beardwell.
And every time at the Whittam Town home and away matches, I sang loud as possible to sound like 100 to 1,000 fans, like to raise the top of my voice as loud as I can.
On a particular weekend in February, James, bright in his yellow team jersey and blue team scarf, did what he's accustomed to doing during the soccer season.
I'm currently on the train on my way to Grays Athletic for the Whittam Town away match to Grays Athletic in Aveley.
James makes videos of himself on these journeys. He posts them online.
I'm going to keep up the support going throughout the 90 minutes, and it needs to be a lot better, because the Whittam Town players would really appreciate my Whittam Town support.
Such support, and you'll learn soon enough how energetic it is, would likely inspire other fans, right? Sure, and perhaps it would have done so at that game against Grays Athletic. But when James reached the pitch, he discovered that he was the only Whittam Town supporter to have made the trip to Grays. Ah well, he must have thought, sing loud, carry on.
And I sang so loud as possible. And I remember that song I was singing behind the goal away at Grays Athletic was "The Beardwell's on Fire."
Can you sing a bit of it for us?
It goes, "Beardwell's on fire. Your support is very dire. Beardwell's on fire. Ooh. Na 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 na. Na 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 na."
Someone on the opposite sideline caught James on video. Did anybody ever say to you during that extraordinary performance, "James, shut up. That's enough"?
No. Because like some people say, like, "What an amazing supporter I am," and they said, like, they couldn't believe how loud I was, because they think I'm really loud to sound like 100 to 1,000 fans.
Hard as it may be to believe, given the level of support, 90 non-stop minutes of song and shouting from their number one and that day only fan, Whittam Town lost the match. When it was over, some of the players sought out James.
"Sorry about the result, buddy."
"No, sir, I kept the low support."
"What up, mate?"
"Low support. Unlucky, mate."
"Sorry."
"That's all right."
The connection evident in those exchanges, it's real. James recently told the Whittam Town players that he was planning to marry. He said the whole team would get invitations. The video of James Beardwell singing was posted online after that match against Grays Athletic. It was widely appreciated. James knew that because when Whittam Town next took to the pitch, he had company.
We had about 407 attendance. It was the highest ever attendance we had in Whittam Town's history, and I'm really pleased we got more attendance.
Pretty obviously, James was responsible for the team's sudden popularity. Certainly, it wasn't Whittam Town's record. They've been hopeless, or useless, as they say in the UK, 14th in their division, which dismayed James Beardwell not a whit.
"I would never stop supporting the team, Whittam Town, because I'll always be there through thick and thin, watching Whittam Town home and away."
It doesn't seem to matter to you that the team loses. The game is great anyway.
"Yeah, the game is great because, like, I really enjoy, like, just keep supporting the team, like, because not many people do that."
Right. Not many people do that. And can there be any doubt that James Beardwell will do it at the next away match, even when the rest of those Whittemtown fans have found somewhere else to be?